USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tornadoes spawned by a powerful winter storm moving across the South destroyed and damaged dozens of homes in the Fort Myers, Florida area overnight. One of these tornadoes, an EF2, destroyed 28 homes and damaged 62 so severely that they were unlivable, the Lee County government said in a press conference. Up to 200 people were forced out of their homes due to the damage. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been announced across much of the Northeast for today. Charles McGee, a Tuskegee airman who flew 409 fighter combat missions over three wars and later helped bring attention to black pilots who battled racism at home to fight for freedom abroad, died Sunday. He was 102.
Tuskegee airmen are black pilots, mechanics, and support people who, when our country declared war against Hitler, came forward and dispel the biases and generalizations that because of the color of our skin, we couldn't support our country in a technical area.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the White House continues to ignore the threat of violence against President Trump by Iran, one lawmaker is calling out the Biden administration's silence as dangerous to all Americans. Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax.
You know, this is just really frustrating because when you see a video like that with what Iran's Supreme Leader put out, it's not just offensive, it's dangerous, it's violent. And you would hope that we could maybe look past this as Republicans versus Democrats. This is an American issue that they need to be looking at this through this lens. And you have to ask yourself, is this administration, the Biden administration, are they so obsessed with Trump? Are they so hate-filled and vitriolic towards President Trump and his supporters that they can't even bring themselves to condemn a violent and dangerous video from Iran's supreme leader, who would love nothing more than to see America as a whole, Republicans and Democrats equally, fall flat on their face? That speaks volumes of this administration. And you wonder why their approval ratings are so low? It's because they are so one-sided. They are so vindictive. And their violence, the silence that they're exhibiting right now, it is dangerous. The silence is deafening coming out of the White House on this.
Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday today. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.